This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for October 29th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. What do we make of a news item coming out of Israel that one of the most respected Haredim rabbis, ultra-Orthodox rabbis, has declared that he's been in personal contact with the Messiah? Joining us to help shed some light on it, because this is his area of expertise, both religiously and because he's in Tel Aviv and knows what's going on in Israel far better than we do. The co-author of the book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message, The Identity of Messiah, and our special guest on the 2021 Skywatch TV tour of Israel, our good friend, Rabbi Zev Pored. Shalom, Zev.
Shalom, Derek. Thank you for having me. Exciting times. This rabbi, Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky, this is a huge leader here in Israel. I say leader, and the leader of non-believers, a leader of the Orthodox movement in Israel. Rabbis who don't believe in Yeshua. He comes from the hometown that I grew up, Bnei Brak. And although he's Ashkenazi, he's influencing the whole sector. We think about Rabbi Kaduri. He's not as huge as Rabbi Kaduri, but as far as rabbis that are alive today, he is the biggest rabbi in Israel today as far as what secular and Orthodox Jews believe. He has said in an article and not in all over the news here in Israel that he has met the Messiah. And this whole pandemic and this whole COVID-19 is a slap from God, a wake-up call for Jews to turn to God before it's too late. He's got some of it right, Derek. If you listen to it, it's almost like he's a believer he's speaking, right? The only problem is he's missing the true Messiah, which is Mashiach, Messiah, Yeshua. But, you know, I've noticed something over the years. As we're getting closer and closer to the second coming of Jesus, Yeshua, without setting any dates, we're seeing something here in Israel that we haven't seen even in the past decade. And that's that the Jews are getting closer and closer to the truth. Even within their false doctrine, they're touching more and more on truth, which shows us that the veil is being lifted, 2 Corinthians 3:16, that we are getting close to the time of near, that the prayers of the believers in America and around the world are working. And I think this is huge.
So Rabbi Kanievsky, for several years now, has been making statements that people should come to Israel. If they're in Israel, they shouldn't travel abroad because Messiah is almost here. He's almost here. What was it that changed his message from Messiah's arrival is imminent to Messiah's here and I've been in contact with him?
Well, first of all, I'll give a little bit of quick background who he is. He's 92 years old. He's from Poland. His father, Rabbi Israel, was a top rabbi here in Israel who passed away. He kind of, you know, geared in to that position. This rabbi here actually caught COVID-19 a few months ago. He was sick. They thought he was going to die. It was all over the news here in Israel. He's 92 years old. Mm-hmm. And basically, he got healed. And he says that the reason he was sick with COVID-19 was for him, for God to have him meet the Messiah. Now, when he says Messiah, I want people to understand, in Judaism, there are many messiahs. Jesus spoke about this. There'll be a Messiah here and a Messiah there. It's a sign of the end time. And so he believes that there is a Messiah in every generation, and he's met the Messiah right now during the time that he had COVID-19. When he had fever, he met the Messiah, and Messiah told him that the war of Gog Magog is getting very close, and he has to warn the people of Israel. And then he got healed. He said, then he got healed. So how much of that is true, I don't know. But one thing is certain, he is healed right now. We know he doesn't have any fever, and he's impacting Israel big time. What you mentioned a minute ago about him telling rabbis not to leave in Israel, that's been in the past years. But right now, he's influenced all the rabbis here in Israel not to leave Israel. In fact, they're saying that's the reason God had the airports closed in Israel, so the top leaders don't leave Israel, and they'll be able to meet the Messiah. This is huge.
Hmm. So the War of Gog Magog, Ezekiel 38 and 39, Sharon and I have done some deep study on that here over the last couple of years, and we equate that with the War of Armageddon. It ends at Armageddon. I know that there are other prophecy teachers who will disagree with that, but the point is that in Judaic thought, the War of Gog and Magog is the war that ends all wars, correct?
It is the war in their thought that ends all war. So basically what he's saying is we're getting close to the end of the world. And he says this is going to usher in Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David is Messiah ben David. And we all know that that's Jesus, Yeshua. From the line of David came Messiah Yeshua. The problem is they missed his first coming and they don't know that he came. So they're waiting for Mashiach ben David. This actually opens the door for us to preach the gospel here. Now, this war of Gog and Magog is not something we study in Judaism. It's not something we study in schools. This is something that I obtained knowledge of only after I became a believer in Yeshua and Jesus. So the fact that he's right now endorsing it and telling people that they need to teach it also in secular schools here in Israel, this is huge. Now, the fact that they don't understand totally what Gog Magog is, it doesn't really matter. They're realizing that it's connected with Asia Minor. What's Asia Minor? Asia Minor is Turkey. Now, we know in Revelation 14:12 that Yeshua, Jesus, speaks through John to the seven congregations, the seven churches, and he says that I misquoted that Bible verse. It's in Revelation 2.
Right.
Revelation 2, the church of Pergamum. And he's telling them that I know where Satan has his headquarters.
Right.
This is the place. So we're living in that time right now. Now, at the time of John, it wasn't there. So we're living in Bible prophecy right now. So this actually opens the door for us to preach Bible prophecy. How huge is this? It's very huge because, once again, they're getting very, very close to Messiah Yeshua. Without setting any dates, we're living in the most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Yeshua. I know that those Karl Gavs like to say that, but that's exactly the times we're living in right now. And again, the book that we wrote together, The Rabbi, The Secret Message and Identity of the Messiah, that's also being used huge in Israel. They're trying to take Rabbi Kaduri's last words out of Judaism right now because they don't want, you know, the message that Yeshua is the Messiah to come out. But it's backfiring on them right now because more and more people are asking, what is this Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 38? How come it wasn't taught in schools? Why are the rabbis now bringing it up? What's the connection with COVID-19 and the times that we're living in? Mm.
Gog in the Old Testament is the great end times enemy of Israel. As it would be our understanding as Christians, the great end times enemy of Israel is the Antichrist. So we see in our understanding that those two figures are one and the same. How can we use that and the prophecy of Gog and Magog and perhaps the identity of Messiah ben David to open doors if the opportunity should present to share what we know with our Jewish brothers and sisters?
Well, first of all, I speak to many, many Jews here in Israel, secular and not secular, rabbis, all, and we're all in agreement that what's happening in Turkey right now with the alignment of Ezekiel 38, it's clear that Turkey is, you know, possibly Gog and Magog. Some say that it's Russia. There's no doubt about that. Russia is connected with Turkey right now, and we know that if you look at Ezekiel 38, the countries that are listed there are Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Egypt, Libya, Ethiopia. So when we talk to Jews here in Israel and say, can you see this lineup in Ezekiel 38 happening right now in the Middle East? And they say, absolutely, yes. Well, what is this pointing to? And we can bring him into the message of Mashiach ben David and to preach the gospel to them. Now, if you look at a map of Jerusalem and you look northward, where's north? North pointing upward would be actually Turkey. Mm-hmm. So we show them that we're actually using those Bible prophecies right now to lead Jews to the Messiah Yeshua. So this rabbi and his revelation and what he's telling people in Israel is actually helping advance the kingdom here. Believe it or not, God's using it for good.
Just as when we talked last time about the, Yad Lachim, going after the Messianic congregation in Ashdod, and the Lord using atheist judges in the judiciary there in Israel to rule in favor of the Christian congregation because they thought they were doing something to hinder the work of the ultra-Orthodox community there in Israel. The Lord is working in some very interesting ways in these last days, and this is an exciting time to be alive. As we talked before beginning recording today, Zev, who would have thought that, with your background, with my background, just essentially in the entertainment industry, that for his purposes, he would choose to drop us into the positions that we are right now, and all of us to be alive at this time as we're getting close to the finish line of history.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what the one new man is about. This is how God works. And I want to bring out that this rabbi, he's not a believer in Yeshua. In every lie, there's a little bit of truth. So he's teaching right now that he has visitation with the Messiah. We know that's false. But the part about Gog and Magog, and we're getting close to the end time, and this is a warning from God, that part is true. So we take the truth and open the eyes of the Jewish people here through the Holy Spirit. So I wanted to bring that up. Yeah. It's very important that people realize this is not a believer in Yeshua. We can't take it at face value, everything that he's saying. But the fact that top rabbis in Israel are seeing what you and I see in the Bible right now is huge.
Yeah, and that's why we wanted to bring you on to explain this to us. We certainly don't credit the words as equivalent with Scripture, but if somebody as influential as Rabbi Kanievsky is bringing this forward, this certainly opens a door to share the truth, which, of course, is Yeshua HaMashiach. Zev, thank you for taking time out of your schedule today. We really appreciate your ministry, your work. We pray for you and those that you're ministering to. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we look forward to travel opening up so we can see you again soon in the Holy Land.
Looking forward to that. And keep on praying for Israel as we pray for you. And I like what the rabbi did say. He said that Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump will continue to be in position. So I pray that that part is true.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Zev, and we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV.
There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, it was a time of gods and dragons.
This was supernatural war between Jesus, God, and the old gods.
We live in the final stage of a war that began before God said, "Let there be light."
The gods of ancient Sumer.
These giants are all through the Bible.
The things that are going on in the world right now, I'm sorry, but the writers, they're out.
Now, a fresh look at the end times that reveals the prophecy of the giants at Armageddon. Names the four horsemen of the apocalypse already loose in the world today.
These entities are real entities and not just metaphors
right.
or symbols.
And they're all named.
Unmasks the ancient dragons who walk the earth during the Great Tribulation.
A primordial entity such as Kronos or Chaos, Leviathan, Tiamat.
His breath kindles coals and a flame comes forth from his mouth. What is he describing here if not a dragon?
And unveils hidden prophecies of their ultimate destruction. Giants, Gods, and Dragons by Sharon K. Gilbert and Derek P. Gilbert. New from Defender Publishing.